Well, yeah, I think you spoke to me earlier today or yesterday about the problem with words. Maybe you could repeat that little rant.
Ooh, it wasn't that good the first time, was it?
It was good.
That good the first time.
Well, you explained why words get in the way of people.
Well, they don't know where they are. They don't know how they got there. They don't know when they know that they got told. And then they're cross that you told them that something was something different than what they knew that was. It's something that they knew that what it was, and they thought they knew already because that's what their mama said. And why go against mama and trains and getting drunk and perfect country song, you know, David Allen, CEO. And then you come back to the same line to see what's wrong with all this world that you know that's your world because you developed a bias against it. And all you've known is a little man from Nantucket and do had two tears in a bucket and didn't know what to do. If he had a, if his dick could reach you to his mouth, he would suck it, and there it would go, and then you fall back down, and you wonder where you went, and you didn't know you could, because you were, and then the word said that that was not appropriate, and in the beginning was the word, and the word was, and now you're fucked again, and you're like, damn, this is ridiculous. I spent my whole little man experience trying to figure out the word that was the word that didn't word, that wasn't wordy, and it wasn't worded well, so the non-wordy word that wasn't wordy well, ended up became a cliche archetype that Marshall McLuhan still can't figure out. The son of a bitch is dead.